Good morning.
Good morning.
How is everybody this morning? Good? Be careful.
Gotta get a boot straight.
All right. What is this? A phone. Yeah. Electronic batteries. How many of you have iPods?
One.
One? You have one? Oh my. It cracked, crack, crack, huh? Well. Well, as you walk around, you see people either texting on their phone or they're listening to their iPods to the music and they're walking and walking and walking, or else they're just sitting there doing this and just absorbing whatever they're looking at. But what happens when the battery goes dead?
You can't play.
You can't do a thing. Right. You can't do a thing. So what do you need to do?
You can imagine stuff.
Right? You can imagine stuff, yeah? You can imagine the music. But what you need to do is to charge it, don't you? You need to recharge it. Well, I have a story today. Jesus traveled all around Galilee preaching and driving out demons and healing people. After leaving the synagogue on the Sabbath day, Jesus and some of his disciples went to the home of Simon and Andrew. When they arrived, Simon's mother-in-law was sick in bed with a fever. They told Jesus about it, and what did he do? What do you think Jesus did? Go ahead, tell me. He went and healed her. Yes, he did. He went and laid his hands on her, didn't he? He said, be well. And she got up out of bed. Yes, you're right. So he went, he healed her. So, well, once you do something, the crowd started coming. And they came and they came. And they were bringing people to heal. And he was healing them and driving out demons. And what do you think happened at night? Do you think he was tired?
Yes,
he was tired. And he went to bed and he fell asleep like that. So,
like
yes, he just went to sleep. And he got up early in the morning and he went on a mountain and prayed because he knew that he needed to be recharged. He knew that everything he did, he needed to have his body filled again with the Spirit so that when the people came to him to be healed, he could heal them. So God and Jesus thought it was so important for him to recharge his body by not only praying, but to listening to God, that I think we need to do that. We need to recharge our body. And one of the several ways is to do that is to say our prayers and also to come to Sunday school and to come to church, because while we're in church, our bodies are recharged. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, help us to remember that just as bodies must be renewed by proper rest, our spirits must be renewed by spending time in prayer, Bible study, and worship. Amen.